Hall of Fame podcast brought to you by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. As always, we give you an industry update right before we go into our episode. A couple of things has happened since then, and I think we have some articles out on our One Truck America website. Blackstone has purchased the majority of the ports and some other things in the Panama Canal. I think that changes some of the anger that the administration had towards the Panama being controlled by the Chinese. I think you may see some of that calm down. We actually have a podcast coming that we're going to discuss exactly that. So you will get an idea of what I'm referring to. And also, the railroads have released that they've seen no increase in intermodal rates. So there's an article coming out about that. So the rates are looking flat so far this year. So anyone that was expecting a boom or an increase in rates, they are not seeing that on the intermodal front. So that's your domestic intermodal rates have stayed flat. That came from the CSX and the Norfolk Southern. So we're not seeing much movement there at all. Outside of that, obviously, the tariffs are making things a little volatile in the transportation industry. But hopefully, when you get to the end of it long term, this will be a good thing. Now, the scope of our industry may look differently. As more stuff is manufactured here, less is imports, you'll get more domestic transportation from versus maritime and transloading operations. We'll see a change there. You'll see some near sourcing and some things of that nature. But still, if you want to give your update, I'm not expecting a huge year for trucking. I don't expect it to be very different than 23 and 24. I expect 25 to fall into the same category. As I stick with what I said, I expect a 2% increase in rates, and I'm sticking with that number. That's a number that I put out the end of last year, and I'm still sticking with that number, even though the first quarter is ending and we haven't seen much, but what do you really expect in the first quarter? Everyone knows what first quarter looks like. I think it's important to know that fuel is at an all-time low. The lowest it's been in 4 years. That bodes well for the trucking industry. Also bodes well for the consumer. If you're not paying as much for fuel, you have more money to spend at retail. So that's what gear up, and we'll see what the shopping season is going to look like once you get into the August-September timeframe. So that's our industry update. Hope you enjoy. Get ready for the Hall of Fame episode coming up next. Welcome to the Hall of Fame podcast. We have Lucas, the CEO of Raven Cargo and advisor to the Panama Airport. We're going to get into a discussion about the Panama Canal. We're talking about Panama. I have spent some time in Panama in the 90s. We may chat a little about that. I really want to understand Panama Canal has been in the news a lot lately. I think a lot of people have a lot of questions. I don't think it's something that people outside of our industry is very familiar with. Even though our podcast is very industry driven, I think it's good to give a good understanding to people that are not. We have a lot of spouses, whether it's male or female, that watch the podcast. They want to get a better understanding what's going on in the Panama Canal. So we're even going to talk about Blackstone end up buying a lot of the ports and thing in the Panama Canal, and has that changed the outlook on it, especially with some of the rhetoric that's being thrown around. So, Lucas, I'll turn it over to you to give yourself an introduction. We go from there, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Lucas Briz. I'm the CEO of Raven Cargo, a 3PL company in Chicago, and an international advisor to the Tocumen Airport in Panama City, Panama.
Yeah. Well, tell me your thoughts. I mean, there's a lot of rhetoric around the Panama Canal. Can you give me your thoughts? I mean, Luke's a personal friend. He spent a lot of time in Panama, so I'm curious to get his feeling on Panama, the Panama Canal, or anything you feel that you can discuss freely. Anything you can, obviously, we understand. So yeah, what's your feeling on Panama, Panama Canal?
Absolutely. So I think a little bit of backstory, how I feel about Panama is, you know, it's a 4.5 million people country. It's fairly small. Yep. So it doesn't have the infrastructure, the manpower, and the financial backing to make a lot of technology advancements. It doesn't matter if it's ports or rail systems or big roads, big bridges. I mean, that requires a lot of manpower, requires a lot of technology. Mm-hmm. Well, Panama doesn't have that. So this whole thing about the Panama Canal and China and Chinese controlling the two ports is in my belief true, you know, obviously, but it's because of, I think US has been kind of absent in Panama for the past 10 years or so. You know, so as a country that requires, you know, a good partner in moving forward with implementing new technology and expansion, and you know, they went the other route, which is China, because they were available. They were willing to finance, they were willing to put in people, they have the manpower, while US has kind of been absent. So yeah, I think the push for Blackstone purchasing, I think the deal is 43 ports across the world, two of them being in Panama, is just a good stepping stone into now US is back in being present, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of construction that's going to happen in Panama. There's a new bridge and new rail system. So, you know, but I think there's an excitement that the U.S. is back in business, to be honest. You know, I think at first it was thinking that U.S., you know, there's a little bit of, when this was all announced, I think there was a little bit of wary and all that stuff. And I think the overall perspective in Panama, they're pretty happy. I mean, like, listen, it's out of all Latin American countries, it's one of the most American influence. We've had Americans there managing, you know, the Panama Canal. You know, we did a big invasion there for Noriega. So, you know, they use the U.S. dollar. They have every single chain from TGI Fridays to Kentucky Fried Chickens. So they're very American. You know, they're very pro-American. You know, a lot of my friends in Panama went to U.S. schools. My partner went to Michigan State. So, you know, I there's a big presence of America in Panama, and I think that has what's going to happen now with the Americans being involved is there's a big, like, people are happier for sure. So
yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I told you, like, for a while, for most of the 90s, jungle training was in Fort Sheridan, which was in Panama. It's now moved to Hawaii. And it was there for a while, and we would go out down there, and it was very Americanized. So I can only imagine, we're talking about, what is this, 30, 40 years ago? This is in 1994, 1995, right around that time. So I can only imagine what it's like today. And I obviously see your pictures on social media. The place is absolutely gorgeous. So yeah. I think it's a matter of investment. And I know where that comes from, because I can tell you, we needed a highway in Jamaica. Obviously, people know I was born in Jamaica. And we needed money to make a highway that would go from Kingston to Montego Bay direct through. And the Chinese actually gave Jamaica the money at that time, because
absolutely,
the U.S. wasn't invested in Jamaica and they needed the money. They don't have the infrastructure. It's about 2.2 million people. So I kind of get that. So is Panama concerned about any of the other different ideas that are out there? I forgot. One is a rail system across Mexico, and one was another country that was trying to cut another canal. Are any of those feasible? Do you hear about that? Do you know about any of that? Do you think any of that is really feasible?
You know, I look at at other countries and the way I look at other businesses, I guess. The more competition, the better, right? Because at the end of the day, okay, it's how do you stay in business? You need to compete with other players. So if there's anything that somebody is developing that would threaten the workload of Panama Canal, then that means that now Blackstone and the U.S. have to get better at operating the canal to be competitive. So, you know, I guess the way I look at competition and I look at competition and the logistics field in the same way as I look at this, right? At the end of the day, if we could get things from California to Miami and not in 45 days, give or take, but 30 days. Okay. Then, you know what, then we have some good competition and we got to get better at transitioning to the Panama Canal.
You know, the competition thing, I always tell this story to people. It matters so much. I remember pre Uber getting to a cab in Chicago. Okay. And first of all, you'd be shocked if the cab matched the picture. That's the first thing. That would be a shocker. Secondly, no conversation. Oh, can you pay with cash? Don't want to use a card. Okay, now, I want you the next time, which I know you probably Uber, to go get in a cab today. You get in a cab in Chicago today, they have water, they have candy. Really? They have it's totally different. I got one, I couldn't wait for Uber to the cab out front. I was at a
Wow.
It's what you like to war. It is a different animal. And all that.
Okay, that's good. That's good. See, the competition actually does better, make you a better product.
Improves
right?
behavior. It so, improves your product. So So that leads into your conversation about the canal. So the canal, the sculptures is actually calmed down, I think, since Blackstone. I think it's great that the US are gonna invest there. Are you seeing more people? I know Blackstone has bought those two there, and they bought some nationwide. Are you seeing more U.S. dollars heading that way since the new administration has taken over? Or at least conversations about it?
You know, I think it's, and this is my personal opinion. I don't know the details, but I think we've already had like a lot of U.S. presence of money there. I think what we're seeing now is as Latin America becomes destabilized a bit, you know, the things happening in Venezuela and the things happening in Colombia, I think we're seeing a lot of the destabilization of Latin America bring in new investments into Panama as well. And I think there's a overall, since the election, because the election was May of last year, the new office came in July, there's been a very... happy, so to speak, behavior from the people, and a lot of good things are happening within the country. I think the administration has worked well with our administration, our current administration now. So I think that, you know, like even the whole talks about the Panama Canal, they've been very well handled by the U.S. Marco Rubio came to Panama, so I think there's been a very good. Happy feeling within the country's people, you know, within the country so far.
I know it is on this side because I reached out to some lobbyists on the Hill, and I said, this is a hot button topic a couple of months ago. I haven't even heard anything about it. And they prefer the Mark Rubio trip and said, and the Blackstone investment, and said, no, most of it has calmed down. I think they're on the same page. I think the U.S. is going to invest there. And I think it'll be great for the Panamanian people in general. So they just had an election. Is it a 4-year term? How are their terms done there? Is it 4 years?
It's a 5-year term.
5-year. Okay.
And a 5-year term, and you only get one term. So there's no re-election.
So you just one shot out of 5 years. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And then, you know, the party can run, but the president cannot be re-elected for 5 years.
Can he run again after that? He can't.
He's got to wait 10 years to run again.
So he's got to wait
2 years, and then he could run again as the president. So there's a lot of, you know, like this past election, we've had a couple past presidents, you know, Martin Torrijos was one of them that was running for, well, he used to be the president, and he was running again. I think it's been like 15 years since he's been president.
Okay. All right. Well, great. We just want a quick update on Panama. Is there anything that you want to close and tell us about Panama? It would be great. Other than I know you love the country. You spent a lot of time there. Please let me know.
Well, you know, the only thing I could add is if you haven't been to Panama, you should go. It's one of the safest. It is the safest Latin country and on planet. We use the U.S. dollar. Everybody is welcoming. A majority of people speak English. If you're planning a trip to Latin America, Panama should definitely be on your trip.
Talk about being safe. When you talk about someone that's not caught up, you know, I mean, I avoid Mexico like the plague, and nothing against Mexico. It's just the crime and the kidnapping and all the other things that go on there. I avoid it with the plague. So Panama is a great destination for people out there looking for it.
You know, and especially I think the country has, because of American presence, we're very Americanized. There's a lot of Americans. There's a cruise ship that stopped in Panama. Old Town is gorgeous. Lots of good restaurants. I mean, really cool place to visit.
All right. Well, I think we got a lot of fans that made that visit. I know we got a lot of fans that visit Mexico. We get quite a couple of messages. So here's an option for you. Take the U.S. stuff. Holiday cruise ship that stopped there, among many things else. So, hey. Nudist wouldn't be a long discussion. I want a quick discussion with you about Panama. Get your updates on it. We'll get this thing out. Thank you so much for taking the time, Lucas. As always, great friend, great insights, and have a blessed day.